Alright, so up to now you've seen how to make the products, how to make MMS, how to make the Activator, which now we're going to standardize at 4%, not 5. We're showing both on the video. And so you know how to make that. You know how to make the CDS, CDH. Now, how do you take it? How do you start off? And this is very important. This is something that Jim has come up with. And basically by listening to us try this all over the world and him thinking about it and looking at people and trying it, we've started this thing called, he's developed this thing called the starting procedure, which is, when I first heard him talk about it, I was like, it's too weak, Jim, it's not going to do it. Well, basically, we've been putting it to practice in the last year around the world, and it's been working great. And it just shows you how much more potent when you activate the drops and put them together, and if you have a lot of acid in your stomach, you'll have like, from one drop could go to 10 drops as far as the ppm is concerned of the chlorine dioxide, and it keeps growing and creating more chlorine dioxide, so it gets really potent. So the starting procedure is something we want everybody to do. We used to start people on, what was it, Joe, 1 to 3 drop dose. 3 drop dose. Now we're thinking that that's probably the most you want to do hourly, and if you do it right, you'll get a great benefit from it, especially if you naturally have a lot of acid in your stomach, like you're a meat eater. You eat things that need to be broken down with the acid in your stomach. You will have a secondary reaction, and more chlorine dioxide will be produced. So by knowing that, this starting procedure is great. I've been using it with people who come here in Columbia, been using it at the health restoration centers, been teaching in the seminars. People are coming back to say, wow, you know what? I'm really enjoying starting off this way because there's no taste factor, there's no diarrhea. And ever since the HCL has been added as the activator, we really haven't had much problem with stomach aches or diarrhea. We believe that was from the citric acid. So we recommend everybody switching to 4% HCL. Okay, so people are telling me they're starting off slow. And remember how toxic an environment we live in. You take a half a drop an hour, some people a quarter, some people an eighth, a drop, and they're feeling it. They're feeling their body detox, they feel the toxins come out. You want to go very slow. If you're really toxic, if you're really fat, which is good and bad about that. The good part is the toxins will go into your fat and your body will hold it, and it's fat, so it can be eliminated. That's good. But if you're really fat, maybe it's significant that you're really toxic. So go slow. Liver problems, lung problems, always go slow. You don't want to fill the lungs up with fluid as it cleans them out. The fluid drops off the lining and you cough it up. You don't want to fill the lungs up, especially if you have lung problems. This is perfect. This is perfect for all these fourth stage cancer patients that come to us, especially if they've had chemo, if they've had surgery, if they've had radiation. They come to us, no immune system. You got to go slow. And we try to also at the health restoration centers, and Jim and I have talked about this recently, nutrition's a big part of building up the immune system, which ultimately does the curing anyways. So let me get into the starting procedure, okay? It's pretty simple, and basically, you're going to start off virgins, and then we call virgins people that have never taken MMS before, okay? And people that are really, really sick, I mean, really fourth stage, really chronically ill, weak, you want to start off slow anyways. But we're telling even people that have taken it before, do this first. Do this first, okay? So we tell everybody to take, you have to make a drop to start off with a half a drop. So you have to, I used to think, how would you do that? How would you cut that drop in half? But I wasn't thinking back then and dealt with it. Jim showed me, Mark, all you do is what you do. You take a clean glass, always dry, clean glass. You put one drop in, okay? One drop! What's the significance of one drop. That does nothing. I was just, you should hear the seminary, in the seminar, excuse me, the seminar testimonies we have of people taking one drop dose during the seminar and hearing better, seeing better. One in the ear, one in the eye, just drinking it, just really feeling it. You know you have a good activator. Remember, you're supposed to check your activator after you make it. If in 20, 30 seconds, it goes to amber, okay? So you know you got a good activator. Notice we have our Genesis 2 Church labels on it. This is our sacrament. This is what we set up because we are, it's like taste-smelling wine. I'm so used to it. You can tell the activation's done. You get your water. You really, the best thing is probably mineral water. This reversed osmosis UV water is good, it's clean, but you need minerals. Americans aren't vitamin deficient all over the world. They're mineral deficient, and you need good minerals. So get a good mineral water. Don't use distilled water. Distilled water is not good to be drinking because it's nothing. It attracts everything to it, good and bad. And you don't want to eliminate good things too. So get a good mineral water. When we're in Bulgaria, man, up in the mountains coming right out of the rock was, I got some people in the audience here from Bulgaria. So right out of the rock was these beautiful mineral springs. We even made CDS in those mineral springs. And it was great. So it worked fine. So now you've made a one drop dose, okay? What do? You drink half of it. And believe me, there is literally no taste to this. It tastes just like water, nothing. So I'm gonna drink half of that every hour. I'm gonna throw this other half away, okay? I'll just drink half of it because I drink it all the time. There's about half. This isn't rocket science. It's as they say in Spanish, más o menos. So here we are, I drank half of that. That's my dose. Now, you want to throw this out in the lawn or somewhere, don't put it in your septic tank. I was going to say especialmente, but in Spanish. We're going to do it in Spanish after this. You don't want to do it in your septic because you will eat the good bacteria too and in the septic tank, what they consider good. It breaks down the hard solids and it will overflow. So throw it in the flowers, throw it in the garden, won't hurt anything. Just don't put it down the sink if you have a septic tank. If you have town sewage, no problem. Throw it in there, the volume so amount so big, it won't even affect anything. So I got my half a drop. Now, after I threw it away, every hour you want to do that. The very best way is every hour, okay? Now I'm talking about the drops, making this every hour. Joe will show you, we'll put it up here, our little schedule, how to take it after breakfast, what time to start, how to eat lunch, and go right through it with you. You'll see it up there. You'll eat breakfast, say 7 or 8, but at 9 o'clock is when you're going to start your protocol. Every hour, you'll make up a drop, drink half of it, throw the other half away. There's my half a drop an hour. I'll do that at 9, 10, 11, 12. Then at 12:30, I'll have a lunch. I'll have a light lunch. I'm not gonna go have a Thanksgiving meal. I'm on a protocol, I'm trying to detoxify. Maybe I'm trying to cure myself of cancer. So you start that way, lunch, sandwich, soup. Just eat a modest amount of food. Because the next, at 1 o'clock, the next dose that's ready, you'll start at 1. You want that to be somewhat digested when you dump another half a drop on top of it. And you go until 5 in the afternoon. You wait an hour, because this will last 1 hour in your body. Every dose lasts about an hour. In fact, let me say this because it's very important. The first, if you're dealing with a bad disease or you're really trying to detoxify heavily, you're gonna start this way no matter what. But really the first week to 10 days, when we treat people and we guide them in our sacraments, we find out this is very reactive. When you drink it, say you got a lot of stuff it has to react with in the mouth. Every time you take it, it's being reacted right there. Then it's going down your throat. It's got stuff it has to deal with in the throat. it's going down there. It's gone. It might not last an hour. If it's reacting, it's because it's an oxidizer. If it's reacting with pathogens that have a lower oxidation potential, which is another video, then it'll react, it's gone, used up. So then it gets to the stomach after a few days, right? And now it's dealing with things in the stomach that could have been there for years. So 7 to 10 days before it kind of gets the path, what I call shoving the path to the house in snow, when it gets the main path of the digestive system basically cleaned out, to where then it's absorbed through the intestines into the blood. Now you're getting chlorine dioxide in the blood. And the way we see this, especially with cancer patients that have tumors, is they get a tingle in the breast, they get a tingle in the liver. Now they're taking it and they're feeling something halfway through the day or something, saying, where my problem is, I'm getting tingling. And then we do some other things, maybe a patch, a topical thing, maybe adding a DMSO. But as far as the starting procedure is concerned, 7 to 10 days before you're gonna get to the problem area. So remember that, it's very important. Things we've learned by dealing with people all over the world, and now this starting procedure is working so good. I even started sometimes. Joe, when I start this week, just doing a yearly cleanse, you know, I'm gonna do a liver flush. I'm gonna be doing it.